Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. On more than one occasion, I have found some silly study I wanted to share with you because it was either funny or interesting. Well, I actually sought this one out. What does your ringtone say about you? You know, that kind of study. I found one, and it was on Forbes. Research indicates that people do judge mobile users based on their ringtone. A study done in the UK surveyed 1,000 customers and discovered that 21% of them thought having a standard ringtone was uncool. The survey also concluded that people who use their own recorded voice as a ringtone are self-obsessed. Shocking, I know. And that users who constantly change their rings might be flighty and unreliable. I couldn't find anything that went much deeper than that. This quest started when I was at dinner the other night and I heard... As is the case when it happens in a lot of eatatoriums, I, as well as several others, looked around to see where it came from. I had immediately typecast this person in my head as some big, burly cowboy. I couldn't have been more wrong. It was a little old lady, and I mean that in the purest sense. 5 foot nothing, 100 and nothing pounds, hair puffy and white as the driven snow. Me and several others audibly chuckled. It was so out of character. Was this her favorite movie? Is this just Grandma with a swagger? Is she related to Clint Eastwood? Or was this the first movie that she and the gentleman she was sitting with went to see on their first date? I didn't know and I couldn't figure it out. Still can't. But I'll admit, I did muddle it over. Probably more than I should have. I rolled it around in my head until now. For you see, this little slice of radio heaven is to entertain you, and it's therapy for me. So join me tomorrow on the old radio recliner, and we'll see what else I need to work on. And that is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Dave is always looking for stuff. And when I say stuff, it's because he not only sells jewelry, but he sells heirloom jewelry. He sells old coins, some A&M and war memorabilia. He's got Louis Vuitton bags. So if you're looking for a little extra dough, why don't you go in and talk to David at David's Jewelry and Coins. Online at davidsjewelryandcoins.com, or you can find him on South College in the same shopping center as Hurricane Harry's right next to the IHOP. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.